Find out how strategic communication can create a sense of connection and comfort, setting your hotel apart in a crowded and competitive industry. Hey there, amazing viewers. If you enjoy our episodes, don't just hover around. Dive deeper. Hit that subscribe button like it's the key to a treasure chest of hotel knowledge. And ring that bell like you're summoning the fun directly to your screen. Subscribe, ring, and let's keep your adventure rolling. In the vibrant world of hospitality, where every detail counts and competition is fierce, the art of strategic communication stands out as a beacon of excellence. It's not just about conveying messages, it's about creating experiences, building relationships, and weaving a tapestry of memorable moments for guests. Effective communication in the hotel industry isn't just a skill. It's a symphony of words, tones, and gestures that, when harmonized, create a warm, welcoming hug for guests. In this episode, I'll share practical language tips that can transform ordinary interactions into extraordinary experiences, infusing warmth into every word and turning every guest's stay into a story worth sharing. The Check-In to Success, Building and Running Your Hotel Business course is being revitalized and relaunches on April 26, 2024. Dive into hotel success with our course, Check-In to Success, Building and Running Your Hotel Business. It's perfect for new or seasoned hoteliers. This 12-module journey covers everything from management to guest experiences. With 85 lessons across videos, MP3s, and PDFs, plus quizzes to test your knowledge, you'll gain the practical skills and insights to elevate your hotel business. Discover modules on market research, financial management, team building, branding, and more. Start now and turn your hotel dream into reality. Look for the link in the show notes and sign up today to receive notifications about the launch and secure your spot for an exclusive early bird special. Don't miss out on this game-changing opportunity to elevate your hotel business. The power of personalization. Imagine walking into a hotel where the guest greets you by name with a genuine smile, not because it's protocol, but because they truly value your presence. This level of personalization is the cornerstone of guest satisfaction, a simple yet profound gesture that says, you're not just any guest, you're our guest. Tip 1. Use names wisely. Always address guests by their names, but ensure you're pronouncing them correctly. There's a subtle charm in getting someone's name right, and a comedic misadventure in getting it wrong. Think of the time when Mr. Smith turned into Mr. Smurf. Tip 2. Remember the details. Small details matter. Remembering a guest's preferred drink or a past conversation shows you care. It's like recalling a friend's favorite cake flavor on their birthday. It turns a simple greeting into a heartfelt connection. Ever mix up guest details? Imagine complimenting Mr. Jones on his marathon finish when it was actually Mr. Johnson who ran it. The lesson: details are the threads that weave the tapestry of personalization, so let's keep our Joneses and Johnsons straight. By infusing our communication with a genuine sense of personalization, we don't just provide a service, we create an experience, setting the stage for stories that guests will share long after they've checked out. Clarity and conciseness. In the bustling environment of a hotel, where every moment is precious, clarity and conciseness in communication are golden. Guests appreciate straightforward information that helps them navigate their stay without the need to decode complex jargon. Tip 3. Be clear, not cluttered. When explaining hotel amenities or policies, be as clear as the view from the top suite. Avoid industry jargon that might confuse guests. Remember, clarity is like a well-lit hallway. Everyone appreciates finding their way without stumbling. Tip 4. Keep it short and sweet. deliver information in bite-sized, digestible pieces. It's like serving a gourmet meal. Each bite should be savored, not overwhelming. Whether it's directions to the nearest tourist spot or instructions for the Wi-Fi, brevity ensures your message is received without dilution. Have you ever gotten lost in a hotel trying to follow directions? It's like being in a maze, except the prize at the end is just your room, not a magical treasure. Let's make our guests feel like navigators, not participants in an escape room. Active listening skills. Listening is half of effective communication, especially in hospitality, where understanding guests' needs and preferences is paramount. Active listening not only solves problems, but also builds trust and loyalty. Tip 5. Engage with empathy. Show genuine interest in guests' words. Nod, make eye contact, and respond appropriately. It's like being a detective where every detail can lead to an aha moment of guest satisfaction. Tip 6. Reflect and clarify. Paraphrase or summarize what guests say to confirm understanding. It's a bit like playing a game of telephone where the message needs to be passed accurately, not ending up as a humorous, distorted version of the original. Imagine a guest asks for extra pillows and receives extra bills of soap instead. It's a hilarious mix-up, sure, but it highlights why active listening is the key to avoiding a phone party in room 204. The art of apologies. Mistakes happen, but how we address them can turn a guest's experience from a potential disaster into a demonstration of care and professionalism. Tip 7. Apologize sincerely. When things go awry, a genuine apology goes a long way. It shows you're not just going through the motions, but truly regret the inconvenience caused. Think of it as the hospitality version of kintsugi, the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery with gold, where the flaw becomes a unique part of the story. Tip 8. Offer solutions, not excuses. Follow up an apology with immediate steps to rectify the issue. It's like accidentally spilling wine on a guest's shirt. You wouldn't just say sorry and walk away. You'd offer club soda or a helping hand. Let's make our apologies as consistent and satisfying as a well-brewed cup of tea, not a beverage that leaves a bitter aftertaste. Encouraging feedback. In the realm of hospitality, feedback is the compass that guides improvement and innovation. Encouraging guests to share their thoughts demonstrates that their opinions are valued and considered. Tip 9. Create comfortable opportunities for feedback. Invite feedback in a way that feels natural and unobtrusive. Whether through a follow-up email, a friendly inquiry at checkout, or a digital kiosk, make sharing feedback as easy and inviting as choosing a dessert from a menu. Tip 10. Respond graciously to all feedback. Every piece of feedback is a gift, even when it's wrapped in less than pleasant packaging. Acknowledge and thank guests for their input and show how their suggestions are implemented. It's like hosting a party where every guest's preference is noted for the next invitation. Feedback can sometimes feel like a backhanded compliment, like saying, "Your hotel's great, but I've slept better on a park bench." Take it all in stride. After all, every critique is a step towards becoming the kind of place that's compared to Cloud 9, not a park bench. Are you ready to take your hotel business to new heights? Get your hands on our comprehensive guide, Unlocking Hospitality Property Success, 25 Must-Known Insights for Independent Hotel Owners. It's packed with the wisdom you need to stand out in the crowded hospitality market. Think of it as your secret weapon to outshine the competition. Download your free copy now. Just follow the link in the show notes. In conclusion, mastering the art of strategic communication in hospitality isn't just about exchanging pleasantries or handling transactions. It's about crafting an experience that resonates with guests, making them feel heard, valued, and eager to return. By personalizing interactions, keeping communication clear and concise, actively listening, apologizing sincerely, and encouraging feedback, hotel professionals can elevate their service from ordinary to exceptional. Remember, in hospitality, every word and every interaction is an opportunity to leave a lasting impression. So, let's use our words to craft comfort, build bridges, and create memorable experiences that guests will cherish and share. Now, over to you. We'd love to hear how you use language to enhance guests' experiences in your hotel or any communication tips you found particularly effective. Share your story in the comments below. In the next episode, I will talk about the power of personalization in elevating guest loyalty. That's it for today's episode of Hotelier Helpcast. Make sure to subscribe, hit the bell, and share with your friends. Keep those lobbies lively, the feedback flowing, and always, always remember, it's the little touches that make the big waves in hospitality. Checking out for now. Until next time, stay inspired.